could not offer the future that I wanted for my family. I knew that something had to change. Health problems provided the incentive I needed to concentrate on the study of naturopathic medicine. Once I had finished the course in naturopathic medicine, in March 1994, I opened a business offering full-time massage, nutritional counseling, and a naturopathic practice. I came to the realization that I was following my life's path when doors began to open. I met a psychic who suggested that I do readings for income. As if by magic, I had an office to work in, and from the very first day, I always had clients to see. Within the first week, I had met the person who was to become my best friend and had established repeat clients for readings. It was during these readings that I found that if I would listen, the voice of the Creator would give me instructions. I became quite good at the readings and was asked to do classes on the technique I was using. This was my beginning as a medical intuitive. From this time forward, my metaphysical experiences increased exponentially to quantify who I was to become. Meanwhile, I had developed a severe problem with my right leg. It would intermittently swell up to twice its normal size. Due to the inflammation and severe pain, I decided it was wise to seek conventional medical help. In the August of 1995, I was diagnosed with bone cancer. I was told that I had a tumor in my right femur. Every test that was performed at this time confirmed it. The bone specialist told me that he had seen only two other cases like mine. He also informed me that he felt amputation might be my best option. This, he said, would give me a little more time to live. I felt as though darkness was gathering about me, and my ordeal was not over yet. My doctor sent me to the University of Utah for a biopsy. I was told that the procedure required my leg to be opened to allow the doctor to go in and take a bone sample by scraping the inside of my femur. I had no choice but to travel for 4 hours in excruciating pain for this biopsy. Blake, my husband at the time, drove me to Utah and I was admitted to hospital. It was necessary for me to be awake for the procedure, forced to listen to the sounds of the hammer and drill. I was advised to stay in hospital overnight, but my ex-husband told the hospital staff that we were leaving because we had no insurance. I was too weak to argue with him. So, in incredible pain, I was bustled to the car and taken to spend the night at his brother's house before the long drive home. As I was leaving hospital, I was told by the doctors that if I walked on my leg, it would break. If this happened, there would be no alternative but to amputate it to prevent the spread of the cancer. I was also informed that I might only have a couple of months to live anyway. This ordeal put me on crutches for 6 weeks.